This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I guess the question to start off this show would be this. What sad state of affairs do we want to start with? We're going to get to both. It was a brutal football Sunday across the board for the Jets, then the Giants. Then I'm going to start with the Jets for this reason. Here's why I'm going to start with the Jets. The expectation going into Sunday was a heck of a lot higher from a Jets standpoint than it was for the New York Giants. The Giants have been in this dismal losing skid, getting smoked week in and week out. They're in the middle of what is probably one of the worst stretches the franchise has ever had, going all the way back to the 1970s. And I don't know how anybody could be surprised that the Packers end up winning this game going away. I mean, that's par for the course with the Dave Gettleman, Pat Shurmur-led New York Giants. The Jets thought maybe, just maybe, they were starting to hit their stride this season. That maybe, just maybe, after three consecutive wins against the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, and their best performance of the year last Sunday against the Oakland Raiders, that this team was about to, dare I say, string together two more wins against the Cincinnati Bengals and against the Miami Dolphins. If only things could be that easy for the New York Jets. And I hate to say I told you so. This had all the makings of typical Jets. This had all the makings of same old Jets. This is exactly the sort of game the Jets have, a franchise, have lost consistently year after year after year. Starting to feel good about themselves, going up against the team they should beat. Not only do they go out and lose the game, they get thoroughly whooped by the Cincinnati Bengals as the three-game winning streak comes to an end in crash-and-burn fashion. 22-6, Bengals all over the Jets. Let's put this into perspective for a minute, shall we? Know this about Adam Gase's New York Jets. They are now the first team ever to allow two winless teams who had a record that was 0-7 or worse get their first victory at the expense of Adam Gase and the New York Jets. So the Jets allowed 0-7 Miami to get their first victory of the year. Now the Bengals, who had double-digit losses on the year, they now have their first victory thanks to this Jet team that thought everything was maybe about to get back in a rhythm. That this was supposed to be the turnaround in the final five or six games of this year. I think we can put that to bed. The Jets could not have been worse on Sunday. They rack up over 100 yards of penalties. Anytime it felt like the Jets were making a big play, anytime it felt like the Jets were trying to get anything going on offense, they'd set it back 15, 20 yards, 10 yards here, 5 yards there. Inexcusable stuff. Then you get to the drop passes. Opening drive of the game, looked like the Jets were in some serious rhythm. Looked like the Jets were about to put up yet another opening drive touchdown. That's been a staple of Adam Gase's offense. I'll give him credit for that. This offense let Sam Darnold down early. Instead of maybe scoring an opening drive touchdown, they end up settling for a field goal. Well, after that freaking field goal, Jet offense just did a whole lot of nothing. And here would be my biggest critique with Adam Gase and the way they put together this game plan against a hapless Cincinnati defense. What exactly were you trying to accomplish? Did you know, Adam Gase, that the Cincinnati Bengals on one of the worst rush defenses in the entire National Football League. You know that going in, and yet you just completely abandon your running game. And I know Adam Gase was defensive about this fact after the game, trying to tell you, hey, well, guess what? The script of the game, the way the game was playing out, we had to abandon the run. Oh, really? Why? You have Le'Veon Bell on your team. What are the Jets paying Le'Veon Bell for? Can I ask Adam Gase that question? What exactly are they paying him for? He's a guy that should have been touching the ball left and right in this game. He was not. Another problem you have with the Jets, anytime it felt like they were running the football, it was on inside runs. It was not getting the ball to the outside, where the Bengal defense is far more vulnerable, and credit Adam Archuleta, who said this during the game broadcast. It was obvious. That's where you want to attack the Cincinnati defense. Jets couldn't do it. So the Jet offense, let's get this straight. They couldn't block. They couldn't get in a rhythm. They couldn't run the football. And forget about scoring a touchdown. The Jets failed to reach the red zone in this football game against the Cincinnati Bengals. No, not the Baltimore Ravens, not the New England Patriots, the Cincinnati Bengals. Then you get to the other side of the ball. And I got to be honest, I've been kind of waiting for this sort of performance from Greg Williams' group. Yes, it's a group that's played better over the last few weeks. They forced some turnovers. They've made some big plays. They've generated some pressure from time to time. Well, they did none of that against Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton basically had his way with the Jet defense. And credit, I guess, to Zach Taylor and company for making a move to go back to him, which, look, was not made just because of the New York Jets. The move was made just simply due to the fact that the Bengals want to get a win. Whether it's against the Jets, the Browns, the Dolphins, you name the opponent. Cincinnati did not want to go 0-16 on this year. They watched Ryan Finley play for a couple weeks, and it was obvious. It was as clear as day. Guy can't play. Guy is simply not ready for the speed that the NFL game is going to present. Bengals want to get a win. And you know what? Andy Dalton gave him a better chance to win. The Bengals were able to run the football effectively. The Bengals, it felt like, were converting third and long the entirety of this ballgame. I mean, how many times did it feel like third and 7, third and 10, third and 12, Bengals converting with ease? That's what's going to happen when you got to beat up Jamal Adams on the defense, when your corner situation is what it is. And I know they've gotten some unlikely contributions. They lose Poole. We know what this situation is at linebacker. All well and good. I expected this from the Jet defense last week against the Raiders. I thought maybe we'd see more of this when they took on the Giants a couple weeks ago. I credit Greg Williams for doing more with less basically all this year. But against a team that is as bad as the Bengals, even the Bengals could reinforce some of the glaring weaknesses that you could see within this defense. And from a Jets standpoint, look, anybody who's delusional enough, silly enough, stupid enough to think that this team was all of a sudden going to go on a run, run the table, get themselves back in a playoff conversation, give me a break. This brings you back to reality. And I think for a good amount of Jet fans, it's going to take away that goodwill maybe that Adam Gase and the Jets had built up over their three-game winning streak, beating the Giants, beating the Redskins, dominant against the Oakland Raiders. This was a harsh reminder of what life is like in the National Football League when you are not ready to play. The Jets, by no means on Sunday, were ready to play. When you go and commit 100 yards of penalties, you're not ready to play. When you don't exploit a glaring weakness within the Cincinnati Bengals, your coaching staff was not ready to play. When you don't get into the red zone, when you don't score a touchdown across the board, you were not ready to play. To be a team now that has given a winless team at 0-7 or greater than that, their first win, it is a bad look. It would not sit well with me if I'm a Jet fan for the second time this year, you got a coach on the sideline getting a Gatorade bath. Do I need that? It was Brian Flores with the Dolphins a couple weeks ago. Now it's Zach Taylor with the Cincinnati Bengals. This was classic same old Jets. It had all the makings of a trap game. It had all the makings of a letdown game. And that is exactly what you got. Hate to say I told you so. We're not nailing every single one of these predictions this year, folks. But you know what? That one was pretty obvious and easy to see. Now it's back to the drawing board for this coaching staff. So much for that trust that maybe they had earned from some of you over these last 3 weeks. Just goes to show you how quickly that trust can erode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.